Another one of our Seeds of Success feature days today. Today we are taking a look at our veggie producer. I'm here talking with Krista and Doug Jekic, along with Remy and Ann Knoll, who are all the co-owners of Dashwood Produce. Tell me about how you guys got your business started and what it is you guys do.
We moved up here 4 years ago. My husband and I are retired. My son and daughter-in-law are working. So we thought we had some extra work in us, yet the retired people, and came up with this idea to start the stand because we do have a garden. And whatever we can't use, we can sell.
What do you guys sell as part of your business?
We sell fresh fruit and vegetables. Mostly vegetables get out of the garden. We also source some fruit and vegetables from other farms locally.
It's all local and it's all seasonal. So we get asparagus when asparagus comes out. We get corn when corn comes out.
What was it like getting to this point in your operation?
It was a lot of hard work and hard lessons learned. We entered into starting our produce stand with not knowing a whole lot about it. And we learned a lot along the way. It was a great experience.
Take us through a day in the life and what you guys do.
So we open up at 8 o'clock and we basically set the stand up for the day. And then we monitor it throughout the day to make sure that, you know, the produce is there for the customers when they come to visit. Everything's on the honor system. And so, you know, when we're not there, we trust the people to pay and depart. The other thing we do is we do get a lot of produce from different sources. So we do go to auctions and get our produce that way, our vegetables that way. And we do that 2 or 3 times a week. We can do that.
Obviously, a business can't run unless it has success. So what makes your business so successful?
I think the fact that we offer fresh local Ontario produce, which people love, and the fact that it's you can come in, it's self-serve. This year, we've added Interact Debit, so it's very convenient. You can come in, shop for your produce, and pay either cash or debit, and be on your way.
We chatted about the successes, but what about some of the challenges you guys face?
So some of the challenges are learning on how to manage our produce. We have had to throw some produce out, you know, because it's gone bad. We've learned through those experiences and we're better at it now. We manage it better. Basically, that's been our biggest problem is produce going bad.
And like it is with most businesses, community is always so important. But why is the local community so important to your business?
Well, I think a little bit of a challenge this year for us in Dashwood has been that the construction that's been going down our main street, which has diverted quite a bit of traffic that would usually be going through here on the way to Grand Bend. And thankfully, a lot of our local neighbors have stepped up and definitely continue to support us, which is fantastic. It's exciting. We get to, you know, converse with them when they come and they support us and enjoy our produce.
For people who are wanting to learn more about you guys, what you do, and possibly buy some produce from you guys, how can they go about doing that?
They can follow us on our Facebook page at Dashwood Produce on Facebook, and everything we have up to date is on there.
It's Seeds of Success Day on MyFM. You can listen to all our other features at extratoday.ca.